Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave with you. Today, we're going to get into a little bit of inspiration for you as a podcaster. Now, as we create podcasts and we jump into the realm of being a podcaster, there's many of the people in the world like us who will be cheering you on and there for you, encouraging you along the way. You got this. You can do this. We believe in you. But then, there are others who just don't get it. They don't understand your passion for starting a podcast. They don't understand why this means so much to you. They just don't get it. And unfortunately, those are the people that we look to for love and support. They're the ones that we're hoping would rally around us and encourage us and motivate us to move forward. And they just sometimes walk away with a confused look on their face, like, I don't even know what a podcast is. Good luck with that. And off they go. And there you sit, going, did I make a mistake here that this passion to start a podcast doesn't resonate with my family, my partner, my community, my kids? I'm not getting the love and support, Dave, and I'm feeling like I might have made the wrong turn. I have an amazing resource for you that I want you to pursue. I have a podcast that you need to listen to after you're done listening to this episode. I have a book you need to buy. There's so many things to share with you. Feeling really inspired today to share this with you because I know you listening to this podcast right now, there's something about the title of the episode, or you are my best friend and listen to every episode that comes out. Thank you for supporting the How to Podcast series. Thank you for finding value here. And thank you for telling people about this, because the more people that we can hear this message today, this is probably one of the most important episodes I've done recently. And I really want this to connect with you. It's really in my heart today that somebody needs to hear this. And I hope it's you. And if it's not you and you're good, that there's someone you know needs to hear this. It's not specifically tied to podcasting. It can be tied to other things. But being that we're podcasters, we're going to lean heavily into the podcasting side of applying this to what we do as podcasters. So I listen to this great podcast. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. I want you to go and listen to the entire episode. Please, 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 please listen to the entire episode. Okay. And then I want you to go buy the book for the guest that was on the show, whether the audio version on Audible, which again, I'll have a link for that, or the book, paper book, whatever, to get the copy of this book. Because I think this needs to be on your reading list as we go into March and the spring of 2024. I think you need this, or I think you know someone who needs this. I'm 99.9% sure you're in the right spot for this episode. So thank you for hitting play. Here we go on the How to Podcast series. I want you to think about this for a second. You're not crazy. You're just first here on the How to Podcast series. So I'm falling in love with the Mel Robbins podcast. I'm working with someone as my client, and they want to model their journey, their content creation, their website, after all the amazing thing that Mel Robbins is doing. Mel Robbins has an amazing podcast, and I've been listening and falling in love with her show recently, been sharing it out with people and encouraging people to go and listen. So I would love for you to stick around this podcast, and then when we're done here, to go over to Mel's show, and the link will be in the show notes for the episode we're talking about today. But she had a guest on, and her guest is on talking about her new book called Worthy, and it was a great conversation on this show, and Jamie is the author of the book. She created a business after being a waitress at Denny's, serving up and doing customer service there. She had the idea that, you know, I want to create a makeup line to help everyone, not just like the super beautiful people in the world, but everyone. And she grew her business and heard no after no after no. Finally, she got her chance and she went after it and it proved to be a great success. So I'm not going to give it all away, but that to be said, it's just amazing to hear her journey. And she shared a poem on Mel's podcast as she read it from her new book, Worthy, by Jamie Rote. And she read the only poem in the book on Mel's podcast. And I grabbed it. I'm throwing it in here because I want you to go listen to Mel's show and rate and review and do all that for Mel. She's amazing. And I want you to buy the book. Okay, that's my commitment in all of this, is to share the poem with you to buy the book or listen to the audiobook, because I'll be doing that. But the book is Worthy, and Jamie was on Mel's podcast, and here's the poem she read to Mel on Mel's show, and it is amazing. And I know you need to hear these words today. Here we go.
And I remember in that moment, right, all the things people told me about me would not work. The years and years of rejection, the retailers that didn't believe in me, making that decision to remind myself, and every person listening right now, I don't know what room you're walking into today, what phone call you're walking into, what Zoom you're walking into, what idea you're about to share, but you're doubting it. You are not crazy. You are just first, right? You're just first. It's why I wrote this poem that just poured out.
Would you read us the poem you wrote?
I will, yes. And what I'll do is, you know, let me read an excerpt of it. It's the only poem in the books. It's called You're Not Crazy, You're Just First. Who do you think you are, they say. Things like that aren't for people like us. Why are you going around changing, planning to leave us in the dust? Are you forgetting where you come from? Are we not good enough anymore? And just like that, the temptation to play life small feels more comfortable than before. If you're doubting you're enough, your thoughts, their words have got you down. It's time for your soul to tell your mind there's a new boss in town. See, there's no one else quite like you in the entire universe. And what your soul knows is you're not crazy. You're just first. The first to have your hopes and dreams. The first you there's ever been. So don't be surprised if they don't get you or try to shame you to fit in. They call you odd, strange, different for having dreams bigger than they can see, because those dreams weren't given to them. They see them through fear and anxiety. And even the well-intentioned people who love you to the bone can see you pursuing your dreams as a reminder of them not fulfilling their own. If people like people who are like them, hiding your true self's a comfort zone. But a calling unexpressed inside you leaves you feeling anguished and alone, even inside of your own home. They call you words like crazy and say, we stick together for better or for worse. But what your knowing knows is you're not crazy, you're just first. The first to launch the business, to dust your dreams off of the shelf. The first to believe you're worthy of betting on yourself. The first to beat addiction, to live life sober and awake. The first to end the generational cycle that you know you're born to break. The first to start healing. The first to forgive so you'll be free. The first to love others for who they are, not for who you wish they'd be. And when doubt tempts you to dim your light, always remember this verse. Your soul knows you're made for more. With so much purpose, it can burst. You're born with greatness inside you. And whether it's a blessing or a curse, the world won't be better until your greatness is dispersed. See, there's only one of you in the entire universe. And your knowing knows deep down, you're not crazy. You're just first.
Oh, wow.
Are you crying, Mel Robbins?
Well, I'm just sitting here. I'm very proud of you.
Well, Yes. Wow. Exactly. Right. So I'm listening to this at work at like 3:30 in the morning. And the first thing I thought of is, oh, how many times people have told me that my ideas are terrible or it's the wrong time or you don't have the ability. Someone else is better at that certain idea than you are. Who are you to raise yourself above us, all of us? Isn't this job good enough? Isn't this career good enough? Why do you want more? Like, I don't understand how you have time for this. And just that weird thing of wanting to celebrate an idea. And then you look around and nobody is interested in your idea. Nobody's interested in seeing you do extra. Everybody just wants you to stay at the same level that they're at. They don't like to be threatened by someone with motivation, someone with a desire to do something that no one else around them has ever thought to do before. And then that makes them feel like they're not good enough in the moment, because here you are talking about this new podcast that you want to start and that you want to reach out and help people. And you're going to do this when you go home after you've worked a full shift. And all they think about is, I just want to go home and watch Netflix. Nothing against Netflix. I love Netflix. But what if there's more than just going home and mindlessly sitting, eating snacks, watching television? What if I could change the world with a microphone, a headphone, set of headphones? What if I could start a podcast? And why do people feel threatened by my desire to do something new or different? I don't know if you felt that way, but for me, I've actually felt that in my family, in my work circles. I've felt this pushback of, why do you want to do this? Why is this important to you? I don't understand why you would pour so much free time into your hobby of podcasting. Wouldn't you rather just go and sit on the beach or ride your bike or do something else? Like, why is podcasting so important to you? And I just love how Jamie brings it back to the fact that I'm not crazy. I'm just first in my family to say that podcasting is a thing. I'm just the first in my family to say writing a book is something I want. I'm just the first in my family to say that my minimum wage job, as much as everyone around me seems to love it, is not filling my cup. It's not the thing that lights me up. I go to work and feel dread. I go to work and I feel unmotivated. I feel empty. This is not how I envision my life to be. There's got to be more to life than just doing the day to day. And if I can come home from my day to day that doesn't fill my cup and do something that does, even if nobody around me gets it, I'm going to podcast. Even if my partner, my kids, my parents, my neighbors, whoever, my best friend doesn't realize how important this is, I'm going to do this because there's someone listening. There's someone listening to this right now. And it mattered enough to you to select this moment in time to be here with me when you could have been doing any number of things outside of listening to a podcast, but here you are. And here I am, two people on a mission to create a podcast that changes lives, that helps people, whether that's helping them laugh after a hard day or teaching them a new skill that they've never thought they could do, giving them the confidence to say, I can create this podcast. I can write this book. I can do this thing. Even with no training, no education, no soft skills in this area of my life at all. I've never done anything like this before. And when I look around me, all I see is shrugs and confusion in the eyes of my friends and family as they look at me in disbelief that, why are you doing this? And as Jamie goes on to talk in that interview, and I'd love for you to go listen to it again, link in the show notes to go listen to this. It's a great interview. Is that this is a lie that people tell themselves, that they hear this lie that you're crazy. And it's like, well, no, that's the lie. I'm not crazy. I'm just the first. I'm not the first podcaster. I'm the first to do this podcast. And if I don't do this podcast, no one else is going to do the How to Podcast series. You're like, Dave, that's a pretty bold statement, but it's true. The only person that can do this show is me, because I created the show. And you get me with everything I've learned and everything I don't know, all in one big container. You get all of my experience and all of my inexperience, all at the same time. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm pulling in resources, I'm listening to experts. I'm challenging myself to learn more, grow more, be more as I come to my podcast. And my encouragement for you, just you and I here, my encouragement for you is, if someone's ever said no to you, if someone's ever stepped on your dream, if someone's ever tried to block you from moving forward or made you feel small instead of making you feel big, again, let's go back to the American Idol, The Voice thing that we talk about here on the show, where American Idol is judgment-based and The Voice is coaching-based. We need less judgment in podcasting and we need more coaching. If anybody's ever said to you, you can't podcast for whatever reason, or you don't belong here, your voice doesn't belong here, podcasting is not done by people like you. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough expertise. You don't have enough knowledge. You don't have the right microphone. You're doing it wrong. And you feel like that's the message you're hearing back from the community of fellow podcasters. It's time to find a different group of people. A group of people that sees your potential, wants you to grow, wants you to do well, and wants you to realize that you're not crazy. You're just first. And you're among friends in the podcast community. You're among a bunch of other people who feel like they're completely in uncharted territory doing something they've never thought they would do. Never. Never thought they would be on a microphone. Never thought they'd be sharing their voice with the world. Feeling completely intimidated by the idea that someone's going to press play on this. Someone's going to think about this. Someone's going to make a comment about what I've done and what I put into the world. Just frozen in fear. Afraid. Afraid of what you're going to think. Afraid of what you're going to say. Afraid of the review you're going to leave. The comment. Afraid you're not going to like what we do. And afraid that we're not good enough to be a podcaster. I'm here to tell you today that if all you've heard is people tell you you're not good enough, that this is not for you, if I'm the only person that tells you this, then I want to be that person. You are enough. You have everything you need. You have the talent, the ability, the smarts, the passion, the heart, the lived experience. You know so much more than you give yourself credit for. And everything that you don't know, you want to learn and you want to grow. You want to understand it. You want to get to know it. You want to do better. So instead of waiting till you're perfect, which, by the way, is probably never going to happen, if you're waiting for your podcast to be perfect, don't. If you're waiting for you as a person to be perfect, don't. If you're waiting for the perfect episode, don't. Just start the ball rolling. Start recording, start sharing your message, get it out there in front of people. And like you heard in Jamie's poem, you are something special. There is only one of you in the entire world. So when we're talking about who can do your show, the answer is there's only one person in this entire round ball floating through space that can do the show, and it's you. You're the only one. And if you don't do your show, no one else will. And you're like, well, Dave, what if I'm not successful? Then I'm challenging you again to go back and listen to some of the episodes we've done here on the How to Podcast series, because I had this conversation with a podcaster this week, and I said to them again, what is your number? What is your number that you measure the success of your podcast as far as listeners? What is the number? What's the number that brings you to the microphone on a regular basis? And if you recorded 100 episodes, 200 episodes, or 5 episodes, how many listens would make it make sense for you to do this? Because I'll hear people all on social media, all your podcasting experts telling you this. Thousands and thousands of hundreds of thousands of listens is a successful podcast, because now you can make money and people want you on their show and opportunities fall in your lap because millions of people show up to your episodes and it's so easy. My comment back to a new podcaster was, would you podcast for one person? Just one person. Would you podcast if you had one listener? Would that be a failure or would that be a success? And with all my heart, one listen of my podcast is my goal. So when I look at the stats for this episode, if one person has listened to this episode all the way to this point and to the very end, as we talk about here on the How to Podcast series, that means more to me than anything else. And that is my measurement of success, that I need to keep going as a podcaster. Just one. And if you're here, you're the one. Thank you. That's how I know that this is worth my time. Again, like we've talked about, I could be doing 1,000 other things instead of sitting here recording an episode for you today, right now. So my to-do list is so long. I have so many other things to do. I would love to go watch TV or have a nap or go get a snack. No. I'm here because this means something to me. That poem means something to me. I want you to know about Jamie's poem. I want you to know about her book, Worthy, that she just released. I want you to connect with Jamie. I want you to listen to the Mel Robbins podcast. I want you to be inspired. You're not alone on this journey of podcasting, of content creation, of writing a book, whatever you're up to, whatever you're doing, you are not alone. And you're not crazy for your plans to start a podcast. You're not crazy for your plans to write a book this year or do the thing. And even though everyone around you shrugs their shoulders and thinks that this is completely outside of your character, completely outside of your skill set, they shake their heads and go, well, good luck with that. Because we know that you're not good in public. We know you're not good speaking. We know that you don't do well in this area. Good luck to you. You're not crazy. You're not. You're first. You're not crazy. You're first. You're first. And this is important. We need you in podcasting. We need your voice. We need your thoughts. We need you because I can't reach your audience. There's no way that I can reach your audience. They'll never connect with me because I don't know what you know. You're the only one that can reach them. And if you don't do it, then what? Really, then what happens to that person? If you had a mental health podcast, and you put out an episode, one person listened to that episode, they were thinking about doing themselves harm or doing something drastic in their life. They heard your show. You changed their outlook. You gave them hope. They changed the course of their life. That meant they met someone special, created a family together. That family grows up with a dad or a mom that would not have been here if it hadn't have been for your show. They have parents. They have legacy. On and on it goes. All because you came to the microphone and one person was enough to record for. You changed one person's life. Again, you can count the number of seeds in an apple, but you can't count the number of apples in a seed. You don't know the impact, the ripple effect of your podcast and who it's going to touch. So my challenge to you today is to put aside the lies that you've been told, that you're not good enough, you can't do this, you're not good enough for podcasting, you're going to have a hard time. Give up now so you don't fail and embarrass yourself. Erase that. You're not crazy. You're first. Go out and support Jamie. Go buy the book. Go get download the audio version on Audible. Go listen to Mel Robbins' podcast with Jamie as a guest. And reach out to Jamie and tell her that she's inspired you. Let her know you bought her book. Let her know you heard her on the podcast. Do it. Let her know. Because she poured her heart out in that poem. She's poured her heart out in her book. And she needs to know the impact she's having on you. So don't assume that she knows. Don't assume that she gets it. Reach out and tell her. You're not crazy. You're first. Jamie, thank you for creating this book. Thank you for the poem. Mel Robbins, thank you for being an amazing human. Go out and support two amazing people. And I'm going to keep digging for more inspiration to share with you here on the show, because you need to hear some positive things in your day. Howtopodcast.ca. I'd love to get your feedback on this, on the poem, on the audiobook that Jamie's got, the book, Mel's podcast. Reach out to me. Tell me what you think. And tell me if this hit home with you. And again, as I look at my stats, and if there's only one person that listens to this episode, and it's you, thank you. Howtopodcast.ca. You're not crazy, you're just first. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back, and you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group, and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.